Yeah, so start recording. Okay, so last time we were, let's open this up and let's just move it over a little bit so that I can see all of your faces at the same time. Okay, I think that's good. It's working. All right, yeah, so last time we were talking about, right, Kiddushei Chalipin. The Gemara asks, oh, you know, it says, you know, you can get married in these three ways, Kesef Shtar Bia. So what's that? What's that limiting us to, right? If you say Kesef Shtar Bia, we know that it means Kesef Shtar Bia. You don't have to say three, right, Kesef Shtar Bia. If you're talking in a shir, then maybe, you know, you want to say that there are three so everyone can, like, write it down in their notes and keep track. But if it's written down in front of you, you don't need to tell me how many there are. Right? Most of us know how to count. You know, it's usually, generally, people who have been taught in school know how counting. Distance learning potentially excluded. You know, we don't know about in a few years from now if that'll be a reasonable statement. But back in the Gemara's time, they hadn't yet discovered distance learning, so they really were, you know, really knew how to count. So when they said, you know, Kesef Shtar Bia, they understood that that meant three. So what's a bimamait? Obviously, when we say these are there are three, and then these are the three, we mean to the exclusion of others. So what are we excluding? So Sar Rav Huna, you know, we said, oh, according to, you know, most of us, the non-Rav Huna camp, so it's Lamute Chuppah. You might have thought, like Rav Huna really does, that Chuppah creates Nesu'in. If it creates Nesu'in, Kal v'chomer it should create Kiddushin. Right? Kamash Molan, it doesn't. Right? Right? We saw, you know, we're not going to get into that just yet, but right, that definitely reflects very strongly on this topic we talked about a while ago. About, you know, is Kiddushin trying to be like a first step towards Nisuin, right? Or is Kiddushin really something totally independent? The more it's something independent, the less you can really, or less you should be really sympathetic to Rav Huna. The more it's, you know, the first step towards Nisuin, the more you would be able to make such a Kal v'chomer and say, oh, if Chuppah creates Nisuin, the Kal v'chomer should create Kiddushin. Okay, but, you know, it's a sugya for a different time. So for Daf Vav. So what does the Gemara say? Oh, you know, if you hold like Rav Huna Damar Chuppah is Kone, Lemute Mai, Lemute Chalipin. So we're trying to say you can't use Chalipin. Right, what is Chalipin? Chalipin is, let's say, you give like some object, and by making a kinyan on that object, right, you are including along with it a second kinyan. Okay? So it's in Dini Mamanis, like Kinyan Chalipin is you give someone like a handkerchief, right? And by being Kona the handkerchief, in turn, you are Kona something else, right? It's like you do by Mechiras Chametz. Sometimes they do that actually at a wedding, not for Kiddushin, but to be Makened, the Shibud of the Ksuva, okay? Which is like already getting a little bit, you know, a little bit vague. What does it mean to be Makened, the Shibud? But the rabbi, you know, like the Masada Kiddushin, like hands over a pen, right, and to the chassan, the chassan picks up the pen, and he's his das to be maknet for her, to be koneh for her. Fine. So kine chalipin, right? I was talking about the chamina. Hol of the gamar kicha mistei afrom, ma sadim mekani bechalipin, af isha nami mekani bechalipin. So I would have thought we learned out kicha mistei afrom. If chalipin works by a sadeh. So why not chalipin? Kamash Malan, that doesn't work. Ve'ima hachinami, right? So, okay, that sounded reasonable. Why don't we actually say that it works? So chalipin isnuhu bepachos mishava pruta, right? Chalipin works even less than a shava pruta. Ve'ishu bepachos mishava pruta, lo mikanya nafsha. Okay, a woman with less than a shava pruta is not going to be makina herself. Okay, so what on earth does that mean, right? So first we saw Tosfos, and Tosfos said, we'll skip ahead to the Ramban. The Ramban said, "Hello, Kasha. Digo meimar kivan she'in gufa kanu lo shaych bechazaka." His first point is what Tosfos asked. Why don't we ask about chazaka, right? So the Ramban said, "You can't ask about chazaka." Like, going back to Tosfos, Tosfos really bothered about chazaka. Kasha benotam im kain pashti yad vekibla. If the problem is personal, like, right, lo mekanya, so then doesn't it just depend practically on what she actually does? And given the sokodaitan hashtag, the migmar kinyani isha mi kinyani sadeh, If we really think that we can copy paste kinyane sadeh to kiddushin, then why don't we include chazaka? Right? Tosus' answer, it's not subjective, it's objective, right? It doesn't work. Not that she won't accept it, or she's, you know, she won't do it, or won't do whatever it is that we need to do, but it just is ineffective. It's objective. And we're not actually saying, oh, yeah, kiddushin is just like kinyane sadeh. Right, because later on we're going to say, oh, how do we know shtar works? We only learn out kesef from sadeh. So why do we think chalipin works? Not because it's hukash to sadeh, right? But because chalipin is kein kesef. Okay, so there is a hekesh between sadeh and kiddushin, but only for Kiddush for kasef, kinyan kasef of sadeh and kiddushe kasef, right? And the question is, maybe chalipin is kein kasef. It's similar enough to kasef that we would say it's included within. Hachi perusho ima hachanami she tikna isha bechalipin kishiyesh beusam chalipin shava pruta kein kasef dikra. Umit, right? If there's a shava pruta, maybe we would say, oh, it's similar enough that we could include it. Let's say in the hekesh between kinyan kasef by sadeh and kiddushe kasef. And include chalipin, right? Kamash malan that you can't. Why? Umshani chalipin isnu pachos mishava pruta. You see that chalipin works pachos mishava pruta. V'imkein ina mitam kesef ela kinyin acheru. So you see that they're not mishdin kesef, but rather a separate kinyin. And if it's a separate kinyin, then then it's not included in kesef, and it's not just a subcategory of kesef. It's not Kain Kesef, then it's not going to be included. Right? Now, if that's true, right? Elakinin Acherhu. Right? So, what this is going for is essentially what's our Havamina? There is a Hekesh between Kinyan Kesef by Asadeh, right? And Kiddushin. So, we know that there's Kiddushe Kesef. And if Kenyan, if you have this thing which is very similar to Kenyan Kesef, maybe that can also work by Kiddushin, right? So on the one hand, Tosus is really rejecting the idea that you can equate between Sadeh and Kiddushin, right? Totally different things. On the other hand, he's saying the Torah did say that, certain dinim really are the same, right? Kenyan Kesef is being exported to Kiddushe Kesef. And the question is, can we include Chalipin, which is similar to it. Okay, why am I going over this? Because the Ramban, right, made a point of saying the following. The Ramban said, right, V'ha lo kasha, so first he says, what about chazaka? Right, Tosus is bothered by chazaka, right? If we're really learning out from sadeh, why don't we learn out chazaka? So first Tosus says, the Ramban says, lo kasha, d'ikalamimar kivan shein gufa kanoi lo shaycha b'chazaka. He says, no. By sadeh, you're buying the sadeh, right? So you can talk about kinyan chazaka. Of course, we'd never have havamina. You could have kinyan chazaka by ishas, right? They're so different. They're totally different, okay? So Tosus, the Ramban is already jumping ahead and saying, even if you had a full hekesh, you still wouldn't learn that much out of it, because they're just totally different areas and they work in totally different ways, right? So I'm not just sort of going a step further than Tosos. Tosos is saying, there's a Kenyan and we're learning these out and there's a Hekesh, right? But Tosos, the Ramban says, first of all, we can never have had that Havamina of Chazaka, because you're not being Kona Baguf and Chazaka is about Kenyan Aguf. Number two is Logam Rina Isha Misadeh Klal. Tosos says we learn out there's a hekesh between kinyan sadeh bekesef and kiddushe kesef, right? Tosus Ramban says there's no such hekesh, right? There's no hyperlink. There's no export from dine kinyan kesef basadeh where the Torah says, those few dinim, copy paste. He says no such thing. Ela kichak shekasev biisha hu digamrina shehu lashon kesef, right? It's a linguistic limud. It's we learned something from Sade, but not that, we can copy-paste certain rules, that there's some sort of parallel, right? We learned that the meaning of kicha, the legal term kicha, means kesef, right? Gamrina shehu lashon kesef, right? Just like when we were talking about the question of kinyan, what do we mean that there's lishna daraisa of kinyan? So Rashi made it very clear that that kicha is lashon kinyan, is lashon kesef, right? And the lashon kinyan is being used. But for Rashi, he made a big deal of the fact that it's totally linguistic. And the Ramban is saying the same thing, right? It's a linguistic point, or it's a linguistic legal term that, you know, we're learning out what it means, but there's no hyperlink between sadeh and isha. Umei olam lo hukshu isha l'sadeh klal. The Ramban is really, you know, really driving this point home. He really wants to make a big deal out of it. Why? And therefore, that you can never have a havamin of chazaka, right? And then the question is, okay, Toso said the reason why we had a havamin about chalipin was because chalipin is te'ein kasef. For the Ramban, that wouldn't really work. Why? Because you can't say, oh, well, it's ke'ein kasef and it works by sadeh, because who cares about sadeh, right? What do you have to say for the Ramban for us to have a real havamin by chalipin? You have to say not that it's like kesef, that it is kesef, right? As Ari pointed out, you'd have to be able to apply the transitive property in order to say, oh, if you know A is B and B is C, then A is C, right? Because otherwise, saying A is similar to B and B has similarities to C, so you can't say, oh, well, then A is clearly similar to C, right? It just doesn't make any sense. I would have thought that chalipin is considered a part of kicha, right? That was supposed to happen. Umidin kesef hu sheribo san hakasev ma kesef shemachlef akarkabo the kone after chalipin. I would think that chalipin, right? There's some sort of exchange going on, right? You give the other person the siddur, and then in return you get like the sadeh, right, or whatever. So okay. That's similar to kesef, where you give money and you get something back. And, right, that's kind of what happens by kesef, so why not? Hilkach af bechlal kicha shebishem. So I'd assume that maybe, right, when we say kicha, just like kicha includes kidushe kesef, it should include kidushe chalipin, because chalipin is just part of is just another form of kesef. It's not exactly the same as kesef. And once it's not exactly the same as kesef, the isha lo amra ba Torah kinia. Torah never said you can be kone and isha, right? Ela be kesef. Sorry, I read that wrong. Lo amra ba Torah kinia ela be kesef, right? It doesn't say, it says kicha. Right, teaches us lashon kesef of kicha kicha miste afron. So there's kidushe kesef, but kidushe kesef doesn't mean kidushe chalipin, right? You can't say, oh, there's kidushe kesef, so there must be kidushe, I don't know what, right? Right, lo amra Torah kniya el bekesef hilkach in chalipin konimba, right? He says basically, you know, there's no reason to think that you could use kidushe chalipin, or kidushe mishicha, or kidushe hagba, right? Those all are kinyan that work on, let's say, metaltalin, right? So, and of course, there's and kidushe chazak also would be ridiculous. There's no reason to think any of them are relevant, right? Kinyan isn't really relevant to kidushin, right? Kicha misteafron teaches us that bechlal, the kicha by kidushin, is kesef, right? Kesef is a way to create kidushin. There's no kinyan going on, so there's no reason to assume that you can import other kinyanim. So Tosos, and in a more extreme sense than Ramban, exactly parallel to how they understand the sugya of, you know, is kinyan a real kinyan when we talk about kinyan by kidushin, or are we talking about, are we not really talking about kinyan, we're talking about Ramban, Tosa says, kinyan of Ishos. There's a kinyan, but it's kinyan Ishos. And it's different than kinyan mamon, right? It's different, totally different category. It happens to be, right? There seems to be like a a meta category called Kinyan, and there are Kinyanim in Eben Ezra, and there's Kinyan in Milchos HaMishpat. They're totally different, but there's Kinyan in Nashim, and there's Kinyan in Ezekiel, and they're just two different things. They are part of this broader concept called Kinyan. Right? The Ramban even rejects that. The Ramban basically says, no, right? There's no Kinyan. And if there's no Kinyan, then you just have to say that Chalipin is copy-paste, would be exactly Kesef, because otherwise you couldn't include it, right? And Tosos is a little more expansive. Because Tosos thinks that there's Kinyan, just Kinyanishus. Okay? And then again, right, in terms of the question of the Hekesh, is there a Hekesh? The Ramban denies that there's any Hekesh. Right? For Tosos, there's a Hekesh, it's very limited. Okay? Fine. The other way to look at things, right, is to take the Havamina seriously. Or not the Havamina. Take this alternative seriously, right, and say, yeah, Enochanami, like we really should have a Havamina of Chazaka, right? Enochanami, maybe if Kinyan Chalipin works by Sadeh, maybe Kinyan Chalipin should work by Kiddushin, right? Now, who might say that? Right, someone who thought that Kiddushin as a Kinyan, in the Kiddushin Kinyan Sugya, actually means there's some sort of Maisa Kinyan going on. The totsah might not be the same, right? You might do a Maisa Kinyan, but get a totsah of Ishus, but at the end of the day, the Maisa you're doing is a Maisa Kinyan, so why wouldn't other Maisa Kinyans work, right? Like we saw with the Rajba, right? So the Rajba said that the Maisa you're doing is a Maisa Kinyan, the totsah is Ishus, not Kinyan, right? But the Maisa is still a Maisa Kinyan. So if it's a Maisa Kinyan, why can't you use other Maisa Kinyan, right? So, looking at the Rajba, so the Rajba, right, gets into the, you know, the same questions. V'yesh mentaretz in b'kushizu, v'kivan she'in gufa kanoi, lo sheicha b'chazaka, v'kashali, d'ha eved kinani ad shelo taval, in gufa kanoi, v'lo kanile elo l'maisa yada, v'ilachi nikne b'chazaka. Right, so the Rajba doesn't like the Ramban's, you know, d'chia of, oh, but, you know, it's in gufa kanoi. Is yeah, okay, so in Gufa Kanui, but Chazaka is a Kinyan that works even without Gufa Kanui, right? Chazaka is a Kinyan. So there's no reason to say that it's limited to cases where Gufa Kanui. By Eve Kinani, you can be Kona and Eve Kinani be Chazaka, and the Gufa Kanui only kicks in after he goes through the whole process of becoming an Eve Kinani. So you were Kona him be Chazaka, and then later you have to do the whole process of, you know, Tefillah, in order to make him an Eved Kenani. Shema, Kimashai, De Chazaka Zu, Efshar Lovely, De Kinyanakov, Sheim, Tvila, Lashem, Avis, Gufa Kanoi, Le Chazaka, Nami Shaichabe, Mashke, Gibisha, Dolome, Gufa Kanoi. Okay, maybe, you know, like, maybe, like, you know, if the Ramban wants to say, right, could explain that away, and then, like, oh, because there you have the potential for a Gufa Kanoi. Aisha, obviously, there's no, she's never Gufa Kanoi, though, right? The Kinyan is not Chal as a Kinyanakov. So, of course, Chazaka can never work. But, you know, you see from the Rajba already that the Rajba is very open to the idea, like, why not? Why not, like, say that Kinyan Chazaka should work? Right? You know, the Tosus is bothered, why didn't the Gemara ask this? The Ramban is like, of course you couldn't ask this. The Rajba is like, oh, I don't know. I don't see why not. Right? Like, why shouldn't it work? It's good, Kasha. Right? I mean, for the Rajba already, just, he's like, oh, yeah, like, Taka. Why shouldn't other Kinyanim work? And just saying, oh, there's some sort of small, you know, chisaron or small difference between the Kinyanim, right? Or small categorical difference, like, oh, these things should only work on like Kinyan Agufs, maybe, or we only know about it by Kinyan. Okay, not necessarily, says the Rajba. Right? He's just very open to say, like, okay, it's a Kinyan, and like, why should we limit it? Okay? Mikomakom, Adayin Kasha, Dikivan She'in Lemaidin Nisa De'afron, El Mikicha Diksivbe, but we have a kasha, a problem, because we're not actually makish kiddushin to kinyan sadeh. We say kicha is lashon kasef, right? within kesef hu shiribo san hakasav the chol kesef chalipinim. Right. So okay. Well, you can answer. Right. We don't really have a hekesh. First of all, right is good because even though the Rajba thinks that lemaisa what you're doing is a maisa kinyan, right, still thinks that there's no hekesh. He thinks like the Ramban that there's no hekesh between sadeh and kiddush eisha, right? Even though he thinks that the maisa you're doing is still maisa kinyan, right? I think it just works nicely with the fact that even the Rajba, who's like our extreme, you know, our most extreme confirmed opinion, is you know that there is still a maisa kinyan, even though it's not chal as a maisa as a kinyan, it's chal as ishus, still thinks that there's it's dafka more, you know, more extreme than tosos, like the Ramban thinks there's no actual hekesh between sadeh and kiddush. Right, he says, "Oh yeah, like you're still doing the ma'aseh my skinny. There's no hekesh between these kinyanim because they're doing totally different things, okay, in totally different worlds." So he says, "V'kashali." He says, "Okay, that's my, you know, that's my Rabbi Ramban's answer, but I still don't got it." Dim kain lemay itzdrich la'asuke b'milsei v'isha b'pachas m'shava pruta l'makanya. He says, "But I don't get it. I, you know, we have the girsa. Right? He doesn't accept the Ramban's girsa change. Right? So his problem. Then why do we have to bring in this whole subjectivity point, right?" So the Rajba's problem with the Ramban's answer is not that he disagrees with the conceptual framework. He's very happy to say, "Oh yeah, but there's no real hekesh. So why, you know, the only way to explain it is really to say that we thought like kinyanim wise they're exactly the same." He says, "But I don't get it. But it still doesn't answer us because why do we need to bring in the subjective point? And I don't want to just delete it." Right? The Ramban's answer is, "Oh, delete it." Tosas says, "Oh, delete it." But Rashi has it. The Gemara we have has it. So, you know, you can't just delete things. Because also if you use less than Shava Pruta, it still wouldn't work, right? So venerally, the meikara kiyaminan kiven de gamrinan mi stay ephron, masad stay ephron mikni bechalipin, vamrina nami veima hachanami. Lava mima jasfir lan di isha lasad de makshina. You know, we're not going to be makish kinyan kidusha into kinyan sade. El hachi kamar kiva di kesef di isha mi kesef de sade gamrinan. Alma knias isha kiknias sade. Right? Even though at the end of the day, there's no hekesh between them because they're not the same thing and they're not really related, right? So if they're not really related, they're not the same thing. So why would you assume to connect them? Right, or compare them. Right, so then what does he say? He says, "Oh, right, there's no hekesh between them. Because if you make a hekesh, if you hyperlink between them, then it sounds like there's some sort of, you know, real serious connection. Right? There's a real parallel. There's no real parallel. But what we are learning is kesef zisha mikesef zisade gamrinan alma kinyas zisha kinyasade. But you see that the maisa kinyan is the same. Right? It's just cool because this Rajba is like going in two opposite directions simultaneously. Right? Everyone see that? Right? On the one hand, he's sounding like the Ramban, saying there's no hekesh. There's no hyperlink. There's no comparison. You can't compare them. Right? You can't even say like you can compare certain dinim. Because a hekesh means that you can compare or import certain dinim. You can't import certain dinim because they're just, one's, you know, one's Ebenezer, one's Chol Shem Mishpat. They're different planets. And not only that, but they can't even, you know, they're not even, can't even like compare the dinim and say, "Oh, like it's the same thing, just in Ebenezer, same thing, just in Chol Shem Mishpat." No, like, one's Ishos, one's Kinyanim, one's Mamon. No connection, no comparison even. But the mechanical, the Maisa is the same Maisa Kinyan. So on the one hand, he's saying there's no Hekesh between them. On the other hand, he's saying, "Oh, but we do learn, Lav L'mimra D'sfir L'Dishar L'sad D'makshinan, there's no Hekesh, but we are learning out that Knias Isha Knias Adeh, we are learning out that the Maisa Kinyan is exactly the same." Right? So in terms, so he's kind of being like, "Oh, there's no comparison, but the Maisa is the same Maisa Kinyan." Right? So Lonnie is being like, "Oh, like two totally different, even more than Tosos, you know, there's no Kinyan Mama going on, and there's no even comparison to Kinyan Mamon." On the other hand, saying, "Oh yeah, the Maisa Kinyan is like the same Kinyan Mamon." The kivan de ashkechan lehu de hukshu ktas kinyos kinyosayim, Af anu nomar lechol shar hakniyos sebesadeh shiunogos kein beisha. Right? He says, oh, okay. But if that's true, then what? Then we really should import all the maisa kinyanim from sadeh to kiddushin. Right? Because even though they're totally not comparable, the maisa kinyan is the same. Right? So the legal process is the same, even though the legal mechanism and the legal results and the conceptual structure is totally different, and not even comparable, and you couldn't have a hekesh between them, basically, is the implied logic. See that? It's really cool. They're saying like, same Isaac Kenyan, totally different, planets, totally different conceptual worlds. So you can't have a hekesh, but you could say that, oh, they have the same Isaac Kenyan. But then, what's the problem though? Then we really should be able to say that Chalipin, even if it's a totally different Kenyan than Kenyan Kasef, should work. Right? And then also Chazaka should work. Because if it works by Sadeh, the Maisa Kenyan should still work. Right? Okay. So what has he going to answer that? The ima hachanami, the hataima de ka'amrinan, midhokshu behedya biksas kinyosein. This is like this. Well, since chalipin is pachos mishava pruta, and isha pachos mishava pruta wouldn't be makna nafsha because it's insulting. Therefore, it couldn't be that they were hukshu el l'knias kesef. It could only be that they were hukash for kinyan kesef, the asiyah be'ad, nisa be'adeh, which is explicit. U'michalipin atadan l'chol shar k'nio shabasadeh she'inu b'isha kigon chazaka. And from chalipin, we can say, well, if it's not true by chalipin, so maybe you can't copy-paste the other, chazaka either. What's the problem? Now we have a bit of a problem here, because, she did it right. The fact that it's insulting or lomakanya nafsha, which is subjective, or it sounds like subjective, shouldn't be a problem in importing the kinyan, right? In the legal process, I don't think. Normally, I wouldn't assume that. Right? So the Rajah is basically saying the Chalipin really should work. Right? In front of the Rajah, Chalipin really should work because we really are saying, we should really copy and paste all the Kinyanim. If it works as a Kinyan Nishas, it should work as Kinyan Kiddushin, right? In terms of the Maisa Kiddushin, which is a Maisa Kinyan. But what? But chalipin can't work because it's insulting, right? Lo makanya nafsha dignai hula. And then because of that, it can't be that it works. And since it can't work, because it's not respectful enough, then all the other, kinyanim of sadeh, which aren't explicitly mentioned, don't work either. Right? So what we need to do now is explain why chalipin, we still need to explain why chalipin doesn't really work. Okay, why is that such a problem? Right? So Ash is still kind of in a pickle. He says at the end, so everyone else, for the Ramban, for Tosos, all they needed to do, right, they say, Kiddushin is Kiddushin, it's not Kenyan, right? So there's no reason to think that Chalipin works unless you think it's really just part of Kasef. All you have to do to get rid of it is to show that it's not exactly Kasef. And if you say, why? What's the difference between Chalipin and Kasef? Why should it be different? And this is what you mean. Why should Kesef work? Kesef works because Kesef works, as God said so, basically. And Chalipin just not in it, right? Chalipin is something different. And Kiddushi Kesef is Kiddushi Kesef. There's no Kinyan going on, and Shalmai Yisrael. Now, again, you'd have to ask, well, why does the Torah have Kiddushi Kesef? Right? According to Tosfos and the Ramban, kinyanim aren't really relevant to ishas, in which case chalipin's not relevant to ishas, unless it's just a subcategory of kesef. But then why is kesef effective in ishas, right?
Because the Mishnah learned it out at the beginning.
You're right. No, so exactly. So you mean I'm asking like, you know, more like, you know, Tame Mitzos wise. Yeah. Rachel's saying, well, I mean, the Mishnah, it's the Gemara, like we have a makor for it. Right. No, you're right. I mean, we know that it works. But kind of the question is like, why? Right? Why is that an effective way of creating Kiddushin? For the Rajba, he's not bothered by the question of, oh, how can you create Kiddushin through Kiddushin Kesef? Because his answer is, we mean Maisikinyan, right? Kesef is a Maisikinyan. And, you know, let's say especially what we were saying in the beginning of the year is whatever, the reason why it works by all kinyanim is because, right, it's a way of formally, legally creating this, creating a relationship between people or obligations between people. You know, we're going to get into that more, but, you know, for the Rajba, it's not so hard because the Rajba's saying, okay, like, same question as you'd ask by like the whole sugya of kinyanim in general. Right, there's ma'isei kinyanim, the formal ma'isim of acquisition and of beginning a relationship and changing legal statuses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And those will be applicable to kiddushin. Right? So at least we understand why kesef, or at least in theory, we sort of understand why kesef is relevant to kiddushin if we think that ma'isei kinyanim is relevant, right? Again, you could say, well, why is why can in the general work? Why should Kenyan be effective by Ishas? But there's a lot to talk about in terms of, you know, Maisa Kenyan. But for Rashi, if the Ramban and Tosfos, this Gemara is obviously much easier. Because the Havamina is just, oh, well, it's on the list because it's part of Kesef. And then the answer is it's not on the list. And then the question is, well, why is Kesef on the list? Right? God said so, but why is it there? Right? Well, how does it work more accurately? Right. The Rajba doesn't really have to deal so much with how does it work, because his answer is, well, I mean, it's Kes, it's Kenyan, right? But for the Ramban and Tosfos, that's irrelevant, because Kenyan is not a meaningful category when it comes, or at least Kenyan Mammon isn't a relevant factor and not a relevant piece of information when it comes to Kiddushe Isha. For the Rajba, it is. So the Rajba just says, oh, well, you know, it's a kinyan, and everyone knows that kinyan is a very important factor when it comes to kiddushin. Everyone got that? Right? So there's always this question. There's a question here. Right? Either it's, why does kiddushin kesef work? Or for the Rajba, though, the Rajba says, oh, kiddushin kesef works because it's a kinyan, and kinyan mammon is, you know, is the tool which we use to create, you know, the relationship of kinyan ishos, right? But then the question is, well, if it's just, you know, if it's like a tool in their toolbox of like, you know, kinyanim, then why don't we use other kinyanim? Why does chalipin work? Especially the maskana, why shouldn't it work? He says, afilu ki yayv l'chalipin shavamana, my heavy, hamikol makom lav begufan hu niknes, ele bedina. Okay? When you're being mekadesh with chalipin, so no matter how valuable the chalipin is, you're not being mekadesh with the value of the object, right? You're being kone, or in this case, mekadesh, with the din of chalipin, right? The legal process of chalipin. V'dinan afilu bepachos mishava pruta ise. And the legal mechanism of chalipin works even pachos mishava pruta. V'kivan shedin chalipin ise bepachos mishava pruta. And since the legal mechanism of chalipin, which is what's creating the kinyan, right? Not the value of the chafza, but the fact that you're transferring ownership of it, lo chashivala, right? It's not chashuv to her, gnai hula, lahaknos atma bikmia chusa kazos, sheikara bepachos mishava pruta. It's insulting to her, and it's not chashuv to her to be makna herself with this lesser type of kinyan, right? Velo dami lishtar. And it's not like a star. Why? The star lav begufa mitkadeshet, ela masha kosovbo. Masha kosovbo eno mitoras damin. Says, oh, and by the way, right, as opposed to star, Because shtar, you'd say, oh, shtar is just a piece of paper, right? It can be worth nothing. Yeah, but shtar is what? Shtar is, right, it's what's written in it. The content is what's important, right? The, you know, the, what, you know, contracts are important. It's a big deal, are a big deal. And I don't think he just means it's a big deal in terms of like people's psychology, right? But it's meaningful to people. So what is the Rajba saying? Why does Khalipa not work? Right? As a Kenyan, it's a good Kenyan. It's a fine Kenyan, right? But I think what he's trying to say is that why is it that Kenyan in general works? So, you know, Kenyan does whatever it does, right? It creates a relationship between people, it creates a chayvut between people. But part of what it does is it gives, gives significance and chashivas to whatever agreement is being undertaken, right? If it's the transfer of ownership of the object, right? Or if it's, something else. Right? I understand why if I pick up the object, right, symbolically, it very much shows that I've taken, you know, control over it. If I give you, why is giving the money, you know, better than that, right? Shouldn't, you know, the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is kesef kone or meshicha kone. So meshicha is like I've taken over the object, I put it in my pocket. So I understand why that should be kone, because like in reality now I own it, right? Now I have control over it. Now I'm acting like the owner. Why should just handing over the money create Kenyan? Right? I think that's more mechudash, because at the end of the day, the object, and this is why we're mitaking midrabanan, that it doesn't work, is right? The object is still in your rishus. So why should it be mine? Why should ownership have transferred just because I gave you money? Right? And the answer, I think, is for the Rajba, is that, you know, part of Kenyanim could be, part of it could be that you're, right, there's a chashivas to the fact that you handed over the money, right? That's a significant action. That's a significant interaction, more importantly. And that significant interaction, right, can bind you to whatever it is that you agreed to, right? And since you did this important action, so it forces the counter, right? You gave the money, so now it forces the transfer of ownership, okay? As opposed to Chalipin, where lo chashiva la, gnai hula la hakras atzma b'kniya p'chusa kazos. It's a kniya p'chusa. It's like purely, you know, for like, it's purely symbolic, but it's symbolic, right? Not because of its chashivas, but because it's, you know, it's like a purely, you know, symbolic gesture, which, you know, which symbolizes like, it's like a handshake. Right, I mean, you know, mazel and bracha with the diamond district. Right, it shows that this is like okay, you know, when is it that everyone agrees that this is like the end of the deal? Oh, when you shake hands. Okay, great. Right, so we shook hands, but the shaking hands in and of itself isn't like a significant action. Right, it's a symbolic gesture. So I think what the Rashi was saying is that by kiddushin, it only works. It works because it's chashavla. It works because it's a significant interaction between them. So if there's a significant interaction between them, we can say, oh, now they're really married. And getting back to the Kodem Matan Torah thing, where you go straight to Nisuin, you go straight to being married. So the mitzvah, said the Rambam, was, oh, to have a Maisa Kodem Achin, right? That shows that they're married. So if you have this significant interaction, right, of, let's say, Netinas Kesef, so then you can say, oh, okay, right, Kiddushei Kesef, Kinyan Kesef even, Shtar, right, are all significant interactions, right? If they have a handshake, imagine that. I think that's like a good, you know, really a good parallel. You know, a man and a woman get together and they say, he says like, do you want to be married? And she says, yeah, and they shake on it, right? You know, that's not like, that sounds like very, very ad hoc still. So the Rashi was saying Mitzida, right? It just doesn't create something in her, you know, side of the interaction, not like a klapei chutz society Torah's perspective on like, oh, it's not a big enough action, right? The Rashi sees it as subjective to her, but it's lo chashivala ugnai hula lahaknos atma bekniya pchusa kazos sheikara pachal mishava pruta. So even if she does it and says yes, right, as we were talking about last time, even so, right, it didn't create what we needed to create on her side. Now what's interesting is that where are we focusing on? You did like a formal legal ma'isakinyan, and the Rashi thinks any formal legal ma'isakinyan should really theoretically work, but lemaisa doesn't work. And not just because she's not actually makabel. She was makabel. She said yes from her own free will. But because it's not chashuv, it didn't create a significant, right, response from her. It's a little fuzzy. The Rashi was very fuzzy, which is kind of why it's like hard to pin it down. But I think that's what's so fascinating about him is that he keeps bouncing between these two extremes of saying, oh, there's no hekesh to sadeh, because you're trying. It's totally different. Chalipin works by sadeh because you're not trying to evoke a response from the sadeh, right? For the Rashba, you're trying to evoke some sort of response from her. And it has to be a chashav response. It has to be chashivala. It has to be mechabit her, right? And, that's true by shtar, that's true by kesef. That's not true by chalipin. So on like a very conceptual level, you would say, oh, there's a formal ma'isakinyan, so shouldn't that be good enough? Says Rashba, you don't just need a formal ma'isakinyan. You need a formal ma'isakinyan, right? Which is, on par with the chashivas of the interaction, which you want to invoke from her. So you need that level of chashivas. It needs to be a kinyan chashav. And not just does it need to be a kinyan chashav, but it needs to be a kinyan chashav klape her. Okay? Now, what this brings us back to, and there's another idea I mentioned before, when we're talking about Kiddush Baal Korcha, where the Rambam said that Kiddush Baal Korcha to her obviously does not work, right? And we don't even need to talk about that. But if you force him to marry Baal Korcho, it would work, right? Where the Rambam is saying that there's an asymmetry between the two parties, where his das is less significant and his will is less significant than hers. The same thing is happening here, right? The formal legal kinyan, in terms of the basic interaction, should be good enough, right? From a formalistic sense of like the mechanics of ma'isa kinyan. But in terms of what it's supposed to evoke and what it evokes from her, right, is necessarily different than what we need, for him to do. So he needs to do ma'isa kinyan, but he also, but he needs to evoke like kinyan chashav from her. So she requires like a higher level of, let's call it kinyan intent or kinyan accomplishment or chashiva sakinyan, right? And if it doesn't evoke the chashiva la umechubad la, then it doesn't work as a kinyan, even though the ma'isa kinyan is a regular good ma'isa kinyan, right? So there are like really three parties. There's like the legal mechanics, klape, like say, klape the halacha, klape the shulchan aruch, let's say, I don't know, right? That's, klape the tabu in Israel, all the land is officially registered in the tabu, the land register. So the tabu guys would be fine if it was like a kinyan of a kinyan chalipin. But then in addition to the formal legal, conceptual law, you also need, you have him and you have her, right? So it's good enough klape the like conceptual formal legal process, but it's insufficient in terms of the, legal kinyan response that you evoke from her, right? And even though it's sufficient, meets that also him. Right, so we're just seeing that there are three parties. There's like question of like the formal legally, what are you doing, and then what is he doing, and what is she? How is she responding? And for the Rashba, you did a good job in terms of your ma'isa kinyan. The ma'isa kinyan is a relevant and valid ma'isa kinyan, which should be relevant to this area, but it does not evoke the necessary kinyan chashav response from her that is necessary. Right, so you you know, it's like, I don't know, it's like almost like the internet where, you know, you have like, you sent a query, you know, you pinged properly, right? And the server in between, you know, got your query and sent it to the, you know, the other computer, and the other computer got it, right? But, and it was, you know, legally a good query and everything. And like, you know, I was like, eh, that was like an insulting query. I'm not gonna send any packets back, right? Or it sends back a ping. It acknowledges that it received the query, but you know, it'll answer the ping request, but it just sort of like shrugs and doesn't send you any packets, right? I'm not sure if that's such a great metaphor, but you know, but like you did it properly. You did a relevant Kenyan, and you know, you did good job on your side. And she accepted it, but it's not formulated, or it's not the type of Kenyan that's a Kenyan chashuv that's going to evoke a Kenyan chashuv response. But that's only mitzida. So both we see that there's this idea of Kenyan chashuv, which is important. And for the Rajba, he's saying, it must be also subjective to her, not objective to the, you know, subjective category of nit kadshot. Right, which therefore always, you know, means that it's categorically ineffective. And not only is it categorically ineffective, but we can't even include it in the, all Kinyani Mamon should work, or all Kinyani Sadeh should work by Kiddushin. And then we say, Chalipin can't, because it doesn't evoke the appropriate Kinyan Chashav response. And then we say, well, then also Kinyan Chazaka, I mean, it doesn't work, because, like, you know, because Chalipin doesn't work. Okay? So the Rajba, you know, the Tosas and the Rabban were very much like, formally, legally, are you doing a good Maisa Kiddushin? Right? And the answer is not Kesef, so no. Question is, okay, then why is Kesef a good Maisa Kiddushin? But, right, as Rachel's pointing out, I mean, Gemara says it, the Mishnah says it, right? It's based on the Pasuk. The Rajba is saying, no. It said it was a subjective problem, so it's like a universal subjective problem, because it's not Kinyan Chashav, but at the end of the day, right, the Kenyan was fine. It's just not a Kenyan chashev. So that's a problem. Yeah, Rachel.
It's just interesting to me that we're saying what a Kenyan chashev is, specifically one that has a monetary value, over something like chalipin, which could have, like we were saying last time, some kind of sentimental value, like depending on the object. I don't know. I just
feel
like
it could have sentimental value, but it doesn't have to be. The point is,
right.
Last time I was just pointing out that you can have, you know, by chalipin, even if it has, you know, it has sentimental value, even if it has monetary value, it's still, you know, not going to cut it.
Right,
if
but
you
the did it below with, chalipin. But it has to be an object that has monetary value, or a shahr, et cetera. I don't know.
No. Well, we chalipin or kiddushin?
Kiddushin.
Yeah, kiddushin needs to have either monetary value, Or shtar, because shtar has its own, you know, independent chashivas. But its point right. is that, you know, what matters is chashivas. You need it to be
right. I guess what? How is a monetary value chashivas? I guess I would say, or it's my question that, yeah.
I mean, why do banks make you put down a down payment on a house? Right. I mean, they're giving you $1 million, and you have to give them, you know, like $300,000.
Right. Right.
By net like, value, right. you just got like a free $700,000. The point is that by having to put down the down payment, right, that's like a significant commitment. Right, it's not so much the amount of money; it's the fact that it expresses, right, serious commitment. The giving over of money is a serious, you know, a significant commitment. I think that's the general principle. Obviously, there has to be, you know, there's like a. You can get from, like, depending on the context, right? It could be $300,000, it could be $3, right? And then at the end of the day, kesef can be accomplished, kinyan kesef can be accomplished just by the fact that you're giving kesef, as long as it's kesef, right? That's like, well, you know, again, at the end of the day, that's more legal that you have that framework of any monetary value is still money. Yeah, Zach.
What is it an objective standard or a subjective standard? And then I guess why would it be either way? I guess I'm not so clear on that point.
Yeah. Well, it's a problem. And that's exactly where, you know, where the other Rishonim got deleted it because of exactly that question, right? How can you have an objective subjective standard. Right? So the Rajma's answer is that it's a universal subjective standard. Right?
Like, is it like the idea of, say, like in Chazaka, where we say Gimel Shanim because of, you know, some fundamental principle about, is it something like that? I guess. I mean,
so I think he's not quite. So I think he's saying it's more objective, but it's also, it's based on the universal subjective impropriety, which is therefore now objective, of, you know, being Mekadesh with the Kenyan Prusa. And that it will not evoke the Chashivos response and the Kavod response that is necessary to create Ishos. Right? Now what that doing is that we're saying that in order to create Ishos, you need to evoke a response of Chashivos and a response of Kavod. Right? So, I mean, just to get like really sappy, we can say like, she needs to feel loved and cherished, or valued and cherished. I wouldn't say necessarily loved and cherished, but valued and cherished in order for a Kiddushin to be Chal. If you want to get like really, you know, really sappy, like that's really what the Raj was saying, right? It doesn't matter that the Maisa Kinyan worked. The Maisa Kinyan is supposed to evoke a feeling of being valued and cherished. So if it's Lo Chashiva La and Gnaihu La, it doesn't matter that the Maisa Kinyan is great. Right? So even though the Maisa that you're doing is a Maisa Kinyan, because that's what's the legal formal action that you need to do, but the legal formal action you need to do needs to create a, you know, an actual response of Chashiva La, Mechubad La. And I think those are being, you know, done on an objective level. But it's because of, you know, on the, like the microcosm, which has universal, that like a Kinyan Chalipin is, it's, you know, it's like a purely technical symbolic Kinyan, which works on paper, it works Lamaisa, but it doesn't reflect Chashivas in Kavod. Right? While making a down payment or paying up, right? Handing over, you know, forking over, you know, significant financial commitments or writing contracts does, right? And I think that's really true. Right? I also think that barter, you know, if Chalipin is really barter, then, or based upon barter, right? Then again, right? Barter is very much, oh, this is useful to me, this is useful for you, right? It's not so much that we're committing to something, right? Or that as much as, oh, there's, you know, like by giving you this, I'm like really committed to whatever it is that we did. Like barter is barter. Like I have this, you have that. We're going to switch them. So we're switching them. And so they do get switched when we switch one with the other, but it's not based on chashivas and commitment, right? It's very much like a facts on the ground situation. Right. Okay. So yeah. So the Rajba, Andy, do you have a question? Later. Oh, you
just kind of answered. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So again, we're going to come back to this Rajba idea, I think a few times, or this idea of like the universal subjective, which is therefore objective, because he's saying like Kenyan wise, it should work. Lamaisa, it can't work because, you know, no woman would agree to be Mekadesh this way. And if no one would be Mekadesh this way, then of course, you know, that's like, yeah, that's like just inconceivable that that would therefore be an effective way of doing Kiddushin. Right. But that's, you know, it keeps coming into it that it's like it should work, but it doesn't work because it can't work because, you know, it's lo chashiva lo gnaihu la, and therefore objectively it doesn't work. But it's like that, you know, it's like subjective universal, which is therefore objective, even though objectively it should have worked. Right. Fine. So again, so we're just saying that there's the Kenyan. Kenyan wise, it should work, says the Rajba. In terms of the fact that it's not going to evoke the chashivos and feel and mechubadut in her that would be necessary to trigger kiddushin and ishos, it therefore passels chalipin and also chazaka. Okay, so do I want to go into this? Okay, fine. We can do that. Yeah. Fine. So far we had, right, Kiddushin is not a kinyan, and you'd only be married by a chalipin from Kesef, and it's just part of Kesef. And the dechia is that it's, you know, not part of Kesef. And, like, you know, you can't really compare very much between Sadeh and Isha, either because they're hokish only the guy be kinyan Kesef, or they're not hokish at all, right, Ramban. Or the Rajab is saying, no, yeah, there's a real hekesh, and we really can't import all kinyanim, and there's a problem with chalipin, right? So the Ramban and Tosfos just say, well, chalipin is just not bechal kesef, and only kesef works, and it's a special thing about kesef. You have to figure out why and how kesef worked for kiddushin, but kinyan, especially kinyan mamon, is not relevant. And the Rajab says, yeah, kinyan mamon really should work, and then the question is, well, why is chalipin not going to work? Okay. Rashi, right, what does Rashi think? Because Rashi is really, you know, the main antagonist in terms of the Gnai Hula option. Right, so Rashi said, Lo Merkanya Nafsha, Di Gnai Hula, Hilkach Bati Allah Le Turas Chalipin Bikidushin. Afil Biklin Shish Vashava Pruta. So Tosos understood it as subjective, right? The Rajba made it something that, you know, we said it's subjective, but it's universally subjective and therefore objective, right? You know, it's therefore objective because it's universally subjective, right? It's a subjective, but it's universal. And if it's universal, so then we can say, oh, well, this is not a type of kinyan that evokes, that will evoke that response, right? And then he's mechadish this idea also that you need a kinyan chashuv, and you need a certain response from her in order for there to be kiddushin. It's not just good enough for her to have consent. It's not like contract law, where all you need is for the person to agree, right, and sign on the dotted line. Here, you need to evoke something in her in order for there to be ishus. Right? What's Rashi saying? So I think Rashi is, you know, going that further step, as, you know, Zach and Andy have been asking. And I think Rashi thinks that it really is objective. Totally objective. It's not that the kinyan theoretically should work, but, you know, it doesn't, right? Rashi thinks that it's batal al-toras chalipin b'kiddushin legamri, right? Because it's a gnai hula, right? And therefore, it would never work, and it's not included in kiddushin. And I think the answer, the explanation, is that what are we trying to accomplish when we do kiddusha kesef, right? Which is kind of what we've been talking about the last few minutes. Are we trying to, is this like a formal maisa, you know, that is supposed to symbolize a legal change, right? Or is it something that's supposed to, you know, symbolize the significance of the commitment that they're committing to, right? So even if it's a formal legal thing, if it's a formal legal thing that is also supposed to come with showing that she's, you know, valued and cherished, or not even that she has to feel valued and cherished, but it's an expression thereof, right? It's an expression of commitment, right? What we were saying before when we were talking about, like, the sma a while ago, right? That, like, kinyanim in general are about creating relationships between two people, right? And showing commitment. So if it's about showing commitment, you know, a commitment to this relationship, if it's simultaneously a gnai hula, if it's simultaneously insulting, right? Then it's not going to be a good, then it won't be a good kiddushin. And therefore, Minat Torah is not going to be on the list, right? The Torah would never include it as a way of doing Kiddushin because it's not a way of showing respect. If it's Gnai Hula, and the whole point is that you're showing commitment, then it's just not, it doesn't meet the bill. So it's not just subjective that she, it's not going to create the necessary response, right? It's objective that this is not a type of action that is going to create Kiddushin. Now, again, Rashi was very much in the camp of saying what? That kinyan is purely linguistic, right? Like the Ramban. So the Ramban says, okay, well, you know, only kiddushi kesef work. Chalipin is not kesef. And therefore, we can ignore chalipin. Rashi, I think, is going a step further and saying, okay, no. Lo mekanya nafsha, right? But lo mekanya nafsha means what? If it's gnai hula, then it's batal le-toras chalipin b'kiddushin. Categorically, chalipin cannot be irrelevant to toras kiddushin, right? Because it's gnai hula. And kesef is not effective because it's a kinyan, right? The Rajba thinks that kesef is a kinyan, and kinyanim should work for maisa kiddushin. Rashi thinks that kinyanim are irrelevant to ma'isa kiddushin, right? And if kinyanim are irrelevant to kiddushin, then what? Then why on earth should we think that chalipin would work, right? So Rashi says, what are we really saying here? We're really telling you something very relevant, very important about ma'isa kiddushin, which is what? That it has to be, that the reason why kesef works for it is because it's a, right? It's this ma'isa that either evokes, is about commitment, or about chashivos, right? Or about, you know, maybe it's about expressing something, right? That we, you know, that we're valued and treasured. Then chalipin, which is gnaihula, right? Totally misses the mark. So of course it's not going to work. It's batala mitoras chalipin bikidushin, even if you use something that's shavapruta. Because you think, well, if you use something super valuable, I don't know, you use like your golden Oscar trophy, you know, of like 24 karat gold. You know, that's, but you give it bitoras chalipin, so it doesn't work. Why not? Right? Because at the end of the day, it's not a relevant type of ma'isa kiddushin. It's gnaihula, hilkach, batal l'toras chalip mikiddushin, even if you do it in the most respectful way. Because right? The mechanism of kiddushin keseth is not just about also getting the result, it's about, right, it's a certain formal action that expresses kicha kicha mistafron linguistically taught me that kicha meant keseth, and that nisinas keseth is a way of expressing a kicha cheshisha, of getting married. But it's not stam, it's not a kinyan. Okay? Now, what should we do? Tosfos Rush. We're going to do Tosfos Rush just because it's really fun. Because Tosfos Rush says that it's universal, but it's totally subjective. Okay? Rashi, we're saying, is objective. It's just chalipin. You know, you might have thought maybe it should be on the list because, like, why not? The answer is it's not on the list because it doesn't accomplish what Kiddusha Katsav is supposed to do. Right? So objectively, it's not good. The Rajba said, well, really, as a Kinyan, it should work, but it doesn't work because, right, it doesn't evoke the appropriate response from her. The Tosus Rush says, actually, it's totally subjective. It just depends on whether or not she accepts that, the Kiddushin. Except that what? Mir sheyesh liyashiv girsas asfarim. The given the stam nashim lo maknu nafshayo bepachos b'shava pruta. Afilu pasha yada v'kivla kiddushin bepachos batla daita. Right? And it's, oh, what about shtar? Because shtar is less than shava pruta. Hasam given the kanye begava lo zila b'milsa la knuye nafsha begava la puke chalibin lo kanye nafsha begavehen. It's, oh, but, you know, when if he gives her a get, she's kona atzma, right? So it's not insulting to say that, oh, you can do kiddushin with a shtar, you know, even though it's not worth any money, you know, and if it works, forget. He's not giving her any money, so it's not insulting for you to give her like a penny, right? If someone says, oh, love is beyond monetary value, you know, the only way I can express it is with this beautiful love letter, which will also be our shtar kiddushin, you know, that's like very romantic. Like you can see that going across well. Right? If he says, oh, I want to, like, you know, be mekadesh you with kesef and here's a penny, you know, you're worth more than, you're worth like a penny to me, maybe even more, right? It's obviously very not romantic and very insulting. So, of course, she would slap him across the face and say no. Ella, l'kidushe kana achta, lo zila b'milsa, b'shtar, because he's saying, I want to be mekadesh you in a purely conceptual sense. Aval chalipa d'manahu, kima de toras maus kana achta, once he's using money, that's he's quoting that's the Yad Ramah. Okay, so that's I think similar to the Rajba, but the Tosfos Rosh said just say what. Even if she does it, but it's a koladam. Right, and he says, oh, maybe and he quotes B'shem the Ramah. I think it's really, I'm not sure if he's quoting the Ramah. I got added in the Yad Ramah. Was like the rabbi in Toledo before the rush. So the rush is really Ashkenazi. The Yad Ramah is like a big, you know, we have him on Sanhedrin. He's like a big Rishon right before the Ramban. He's like the elder statesman when the Ramban was around. And the Ramban with like some of the Rambam stuff, he got some Tchias Mason, like made some, you know, trouble. And he's like, you go to the Yad Ramah, and like the Yad Ramah's like, don't talk to me about it. I don't want to get involved. Like, you know, like we don't need to fight about it. Just like leave, you know, leave everyone alone. So the Rama was like, you know, the rabbi there before the Rush. I guess that's how it got in, or the Rush is quoting him. But it's interesting, it's just sort of like in parentheses at the end there. So that sounds a lot like what the Rashi was saying, right? But the Rush himself is saying batel baita, which is what? It's purely subjective. But even if you could find a woman who would be accepting pachim shavapruta, right, or chalipin, batel baita itzel kol adam. Right? It is totally on the subjective fact that she would not accept it. But even if she did accept it, we would basically say, like, oh, it just doesn't count. You know, she's like, she's out of her wits. You know, like, no sane person would do it. And even if she does it, we just, like, ignore it. We say, like, it doesn't count. This concept in general, buffalo diets is a cloud. I'm like, if you say, oh, like, I think this grass is, like, the best food ever, and you eat it on Yom Kippur or something. So you say, batel daita is kaladim. You can't be mashiv, like, you know, grass into food. Things like that. Okay. So at the end of the day, what you have is, you know, the Tosfos Rashi just says, lomakan yamat nafsha is subjective. It is a mitzias problem, but the mitzias problem is, you know, batel daita is kaladim. So even if she did accept it, then it wouldn't work because batel daita. Right? Now that gets you out of the biggest problem, which is, well, at the end of the day, she accepted it, right? So it says, yeah, but batel daita. What the problem is that that's not what the Gemara is saying, right? And that's not a very convincing answer because the Gemara seems to be rejecting it as a category, not as, you know, practically like, oh, like it's unlikely you'll find someone normal who will do it, right? So the other answer is that it's psul mehuti. Tosfos and the Ramban went in the direction of saying it's psul mehuti because fundamentally it's not kesef. So you can't just make up new forms of kiddushin. The problem, or the remaining question for Tosfos and the Ramban, is okay. So chalipin is just, there's no reason to think that it would work. But why does kesef work? The Rajba says, well, kesef works because it's a kinyan, and kinyani mamon work for maisa kiddushin. The problem, the Rajba then says, okay, well, what about chalipin? So he says chalipin really should work, but the reason why chalipin doesn't work is because, you know, it, universally, it won't evoke, even if she accepts it, it doesn't evoke the necessary chashivas and kavod that's necessary for the creation of kiddushin, right? And that's also particular, lo mekanya nafsha, it's subjective to her, not to him. So from his side of things, he did a perfectly acceptable maisa kiddushin, but from her side of things, he did not, right? Which brings us back to the Rambam's idea that you can distinguish between our standards of das and acceptance and the maisa kiddushin, maybe even, right, between him and her. Because the Rambam says that by kiddushin bal korcho, it works, but by kiddushin bal korcha, it absolutely would not work. Right? The Rambam says, no way could you possibly have kiddushin bal korcha against her will. That would be inconceivable. But you could actually shotgun this boyfriend into marrying your daughter, you know, in Wyoming. Right? So clearly our understanding, the Rambam is machalik between his das and her das in the kiddushin, and what you need to evoke and do and commit to in order for it to be effective kiddushin. Okay, so we're going to stop here, and then we'll continue on Wednesday.